grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Hello, Chris Valley.
Well, good afternoon.
How are you? We're here for our daily dose of cannabis in the media and cannabis law reform news and everything we need to know to keep up to date with the latest in green science.
Mm. Mate, I wish it was daily, to be honest, but we'll make do with weekly for now.
Yeah.
For me, it's daily. All day, every daily.
What's been happening? Are we looking overseas or are we looking locally?
Well, we'll start with locally, and that's that. Some advice for University of Auckland researchers: put your filters next to my place if you want some higher weed readings.
Mm-hmm.
Or, in fact, anywhere up on K Road. It seems to me, and this is leading really the nation's news today. It's in all of them: News Hub, the Herald, Radio New Zealand stuff. Drugs detected in Auckland air.
Who would have thought?
Shamefully low in THC. That was my takeaway from that.
Mm.
So what they did, and this was researchers from the university here, led by everyone's favourite mullet and mustachioed man, Joel Rindelaw.
He's a good dude. He's been
great
up here.
Great guy. And I'm sure that someone can put that to him when he does his guest spot. Of a bit more about it. But they put these filters up, Custom Street and Key Street, and what they found, and so these filters are kind of like, you know, just sniffing the air, as you'd imagine they could do. And so it's airborne kind of stuff, so, you know, it's not going to detect your LSD. But methamphetamine detected in higher levels than similar studies overseas.
Wow.
THC, and this is where I thought, hang our heads in shame, New Zealand. THC detected at lower levels than similar studies overseas.
Yes. Mm.
Shame-a-lamer. So we've got to do our bit. So if you're down on Key Street, Custom Street, go and blow some weed around this filter.
How are we comparing nicotine-wise? Because I know people love to chuff on the old vapes in public.
Mm, that's true. That wasn't my focus.
Okay.
So I don't know. Ask the nicotine guy. But I believe that Joel said this could be used to track the effectiveness of policies.
Oh.
So you would find trends over time. Because, of course, it's going to be limited to where you put it and things like that. So, but trends over time. Should it's a bit more information than that. Quite interesting. But yes, and in case people are worried about meth in the air, you know, in the headlines and things, 8,000 years to inhale one effective dose. So we're talking, it was something like the trillionth of a dose or something.
Okay.
It's going to take you 8,000 years of standing by down on Key Street there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, get your THC levels up, everyone, please. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along, and that's in the medical sector. Some interesting news this week in the medical cannabis scene. And as people probably have heard me say, it's very easy to go get your prescription. Go down and get it. I've got one. I'm sending people down to the doctors every day. There's like 13 clinics. We've just updated the list down at the hemp store. It's on our notice board. It's on our website. 13 clinics at my last count. We've got all the details there. My only interest is to get people to go to them and get legal.
Roughly how much money do I need in my pocket to go and see them?
They're like going to see a doctor. So, you know, $40 to $50 for some of them, $100 or more for others. But usually in that kind of ballpark of that, I think most of them are in that $50 to $80 or something
Like
that.
So seeing a GP sort of.
Similar-ish. And then you're paying for your products. And the products, they're not funded. So, you know, you're funding them. So, but it's kind of comparable to illicit cannabis. But the benefit is you're legal.
Do some of these doctors, the green clinics, also have like the dispensary part there, so you can see the doctor and also pick up your script?
Pretty much they all do.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you think about it, think back to the, well, not that people would have seen much in the way of home visits from doctors probably, but in the movies, maybe. They always had their little briefcase, right? Doctors can carry around their drugs. Mm-hmm. Their doctors aren't limited to a location. You know, if they see something happen in the street, they can just do something. They don't have to say, come back to my clinic. Okay. See you next week.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can have it there and dispense it directly to the patient.
All right.
Or, if you want, you can take your prescription off to a pharmacy.
All right.
Yeah. But anyway, so the news this week, and I thought this is great news. This is Helios, which is the big local Auckland-based warehouse in East Tamaki. They've just got approval for drying and finishing of the medical cannabis flower, which takes them right through to everything they need to start bringing locally grown bud to the people. And they're promising to fill this warehouse stuffed full of plants, and maybe later this year they'll have some stuff out. And good on them.
In chemists, or in, you know, like for people to actually get when they fill their script. So it's going to meet the high quality standards that we have here.
Apparently so. This was later this year in quote marks. So yeah, News Talk ZB has got the interview if people want to listen to that and find out more about it. So that's great news. Meanwhile, though, on the other side, Rua BioSouth down in Biosciences, down in Tairawhiti, they have confirmed they're ceasing local production, winding up their facility, going to concentrate on supplying both local and export markets with stuff from their Australian manufacturing partner, Can Group. But they are filing to get stuff into Poland, the German market, and of course still wanting to get things in here. But yeah, I thought that was quite interesting that as one company, you know, which has the backing of a billionaire and behind Helios, is sort of managing to thread their way through, you know, after 3 years of the medical cannabis scheme. And whereas Rua, who are a bit of a darling, and, you know, I really want to see them succeed in particular, and it's looking quite difficult. So hopefully these changes we've talked about over the last little while, they're actually going to happen, because that will open it up for companies like Rua to get back involved
and
get their local production happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one of these things, so this is one of the things that's bitten us, is these pesticide rules, these pesky pesticide rules that meant that it was very, very difficult for any production to happen here, very difficult for imported products to come in. And One News had a story, didn't they, Corey, on Washington state there.
Yeah, so I'm reading this and it looks like state authorities have gotten involved here because, some cannabis plants ended up getting, well, I don't want to say seized, that's not really the right word, but something's gone on because they've been using pesticides.
And not even during the cultivation on the previous.
No.
You know, it could be going back decades even. And that's a real risk here. You know, when you have these very stringent regulations, you think of all the horticultural land and farming land and wine places and that, they're all like pretty much riddled with pesticides.
Yes.
But even those pesticides have contaminated the soil, so any cannabis growers who don't use pesticides but are, you know, nearby, they're getting fucked as well.
Yeah, well, it sucks it up. It's actually a phytoremediator. So, but what that does is take up the heavy metals and things out of the soil, it all ends up in the cannabis. So that's fine if you're using it maybe for something like hempcrete or some other, or you're just going to, like, you know, bury it deeply and use that to remediate that soil, but you wouldn't want to use it for, you know, food or medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, yeah, something to be very...
be aware of. I guess you need to know the history of how the land has been used, right?
Yeah, if you're thinking about getting into it,
okay,
it's one of the first steps.
All right.
Right on. Next in the local news, and this isn't quite cannabis related, but it's law reform and drug policy related, and that's that MedSafe, well, it was actually, who was it? It was one of our local news there, News Hub, went to MedSafe and went, what's the deal with NOS? It seems like the News Hub reporter walked along K Road and found some for sale. And they've gone to MedSafe and gone, what the hell? And so now, thanks a lot, News Hub. MedSafe are now looking at what's going on. They might criminalise it, because that's what the UK, it turns out, is doing.
Yes.
And if you're on the side of Michael Gove, who's the guy who's pushing it in the UK, then you should look around and think, what the hell am I doing if I'm aligning up with Michael Gove? Unfortunately, that would be a real backward step if you know, it was criminalised in any way. MedSafe group director Chris James saying they might have to look at what the retailers are up to, bear some responsibility for the harm this activity may cause.
Yeah, I mean, a few years ago there was a fuss kicked up about a NOS and it kind of disappeared off a few shelves, but it's slowly starting to reappear, you know, around the place for retail sale. I guess we're, you know, not everyone uses it for whipping cream, but I mean, yeah, it just, do you think that something will come of this, or do you think people will just forget about it and go back to...
Yeah, I think they'll just forget about it. This was a media whipping up a little story just to create a story.
Do you think it is more prevalent, and, you know, are you seeing more cans on the ground, you know, used empties?
I think they've always been around, but the thing is, if you crack down on the supply of the cans through stores like that, that it's not like it's on display in that. People are going to go in and kind of surreptitiously ask, you know, some... I don't know where, but somewhere on K Road, apparently. And
I mean, they're just straight up asking for it. Do you got NOS?
Well, people can get hold of tanks and things, you know, and that's where the real danger is, you know, blowing up their bloody lungs or just having way too much. So at least the little things are kind of, you know, they're measured.
Regulating.
They're a small amount.
A small dose, yes, of course.
But yeah, be careful. Don't do it by yourself.
Yep.
Don't do too much of it.
Chris, we've got a... Starboy, he's back.
Well, I thought this was interesting. So yeah, 20. This was all in the media this week. Was on the one hand, let's maybe criminalise NOS. You know, whipped cream. And how are you going to get your bloody custard square if they criminalise NOS? I tell you. Meanwhile, it's 20 years after, and so there's been two stories: one on Stuff, one on Vice this week, looking at our experiment in New Zealand. You know, which really made headlines around the world with the legal party pills and other synthetics 20 years ago, and they both interviewed Matt Bowden. Yeah, the so-called godfather of party pills. BZP. Yeah.
Did you have a party with him?
Oh, of course. I know Matt very well.
Yes.
Very nice guy.
Okay.
Interesting kind of stories in that, you know, you can kind of look back and I guess see how things developed or where they could have gone. And at the time, you know, we're all saying, you know, you're regulating the wrong things. Or, you know, regulation's great. It's great that you're doing this, but it's the wrong bloody substance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you need cannabis in there and low-risk things like MDMA and regulate those properly. So they kind of did the wrong things. And but as Matt pointed out in his in the interview there, the real harm happened after they were made illegal.
Yes. And then
you know, it didn't stop. It just turned into more harmful things pushed by dodgier people. So, you know, that's where the real harm happened.
What else has he got? Is he getting back into the game? He's just getting back into therapeutic products?
Well, he talks in here, and this is, I thought it was quite interesting, that maybe it's, you know, what does he call it?
Hold on, it's psycho something.
Psychotherapeutic, there you go. Psychotherapeutic compounds based on MDMA, ketamine, and psychedelics like LSD in a therapeutic setting, which is what you're seeing all around the world, and in fact... was it the ACT over in Australia just recently decriminalised all drugs with a view for that, for actually allowing psychedelic therapies? And it's happened in a few places in America too.
Okay.
Yeah. And meanwhile, though, old Prince Harry in the news as well this week.
Oh, yeah.
We can link Starboy to Prince Harry, and that's because his admissions of drug use, which were cannabis, ketamine, MDMA.
Yep. He's done
maybe some cocaine too. He's done it all, bloody Prince Harry, as a lot of these rich toffs have. And but unlike the rest of them, it don't face any consequences. The Herald reports this week, and as we already said a few weeks ago,
yes,
he might well have his US citizenship turned down, thrown out. Where's he going to go? He's going to be thrown out. Nowhere to go.
He's going
to
go back home.
Poor guy. He needs a charity for himself.
He's going back to live with Dad, it seems.
Oh. Now, that'll be fun.
Maybe. That'll be fun.
Chris, nice. Fowley from the Hemp Store, was there anything else this week, or do people need to know anything about what's happening up at the Hemp Store?
Yes, you do, because this Saturday we've got substance testing in store at the shop. And do come in, because there's some weird stuff going around. There was an alert on the old high alert, Alpha PVP, detected on K Road. Can't tell you where. But anyway, come along and to the Hemp Store on Saturday if you've got some stuff you want to test. Because that's the Drug Foundation, be there from 11 till 3 this Saturday. Right on. And next Thursday is 420 day.
Okay.
Next Thursday, Marijuana Media 420 special.
All right.
So 420 being 20th of April, and 420 being a code word for consuming cannabis, and also a great time of day to do it. Bunk off a bit early, and you've got your stuff done. It's 420.
Yeah.
Why not?
The day's done by that point.
So join us next Thursday, and be prepared. And the custom on 420 day is you spark up at 420. So I'm just telling you the custom. I'm just, you know, that's just a customary traditional use right there.
All right.
And speaking of customary traditional uses, of course, J-Day, 31st year of bloody J-Day is 6th of May.
Yeah, excellent. You'll be hearing the ad about it tomorrow on 95BFM.
Oh, nice.
So tune into those ad breaks, people. All right, Chris from the Hemp Store.
All right.
Thank you very much, mate.
Yep.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.